4 World Radio. I'm Kent Covington. Democrats pushed their election year spending package through the Senate on Sunday.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Those cheers, of course, came only from one side of the aisle after the straight party line vote. Democrats passed it using the budget reconciliation process to avoid a GOP filibuster. The $740 billion package will cap out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare to $2,000 a year and allow the government to negotiate drug prices for Medicare. It will also extend expiring health insurance subsidies. But the majority of the bill, $400 billion worth, will go to measures designed to fight climate change. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The legislation marks a turning point in our nation's commitment to protect our planet.
Democrats call it the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans say it's anything but. They say to counter inflation, now is the time to produce more domestic oil, not less. And Senator Mike Rounds notes that the bill will raise corporate taxes, and he says that cost will be passed on to consumers, further fueling inflation.
Corporations raise prices. They do pass it all down. So from our perspective, we will see those tax increases coming down the line, and Americans are going to feel it.
The bill now heads to the House, where it is expected to pass. Republican Senator Marco Rubio, hours before the bill did pass in the Senate, introduced an amendment to the bill that would have defined pregnancy as a condition unique to biological females. Democratic Senator Patty Murray objected to that definition.
It is outrageous that Republicans are trying to define pregnancy of all things on this floor, on this day, after hours of voting on amendments.
But Rubio told Senate colleagues that he wants to ensure.
Since every pregnancy that's ever existed has been in a biological female, that our federal laws reflect that, and our pregnancy programs are available to the only people who are capable of getting pregnant. Biological females, very simple. I would accept a unanimous consent if they want to offer it, and we can move on and not waste any time.
That vote split 50-50 as well, straight down party lines. All Democrats opposed, and the vice president breaking the tie. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is renewing his call for the federal government to step in and help his city deal with an influx of migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border.
We will be on the phone with the White House. They are willing to speak with us and communicate so that we can resolve with this real humanitarian issue.
Adams said homeless shelters in the city are overrun. He also blasted the state of Texas for recently busing dozens of migrants to his city. But Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said he's hopeful that busing migrants to blue cities will get the Biden administration to pay attention to the border crisis.
It's kind of a statement of, first of all, fairness. And hey, why don't you pay attention to our real problem on the border? You're experiencing just a small part of it.
The Border Patrol reported more than 200,000 migrant encounters in the month of June. In the Middle East, Palestinian militants continued firing rockets into Israel last night after a ceasefire with Israeli forces officially took effect. Egypt helped to broker the ceasefire in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence. During the fighting, Israel launched airstrikes on militant positions that killed dozens of Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid.
Israel carried out a precise counter-terror operation against an immediate threat. Our fight is not with the people of Gaza.
He said the operations targeted the Iran proxy group Islamic Jihad. The flare-up in violence marks the worst fighting between Israel and Gaza militant groups since Israel and Hamas fought an 11-day war last year. Meantime, in Southeast Asia, a rocket heard there from China's live-fire military drills over the Taiwan Strait. The Chinese military conducted a fourth straight day of drills on Sunday. Taiwan said more than a dozen warships and 20 Chinese planes carried out what appeared to be a dress rehearsal for an invasion of the island. Beijing says it's a response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, but both the White House and Taiwanese leaders say they believe China's simply using that as an excuse. Secretary of State Tony Blinken.
We'll keep our channels of communication with China open, with the intent of avoiding escalation due to misunderstanding or miscommunication.
Taiwan will reportedly conduct its own military drills this week to test its military readiness. More rain in the forecast for parts of Kentucky still reeling from catastrophic flooding. Meteorologist Geertsen Feilerman with the National Weather Service said he does not expect the same level of torrential rain that triggered the flash floods more than a week ago.
but it is a wet pattern that could cause at least some more isolated to scattered instances of flash flooding and further complicate the recovery efforts.
Forecasts show a persistent threat of thunderstorms through Thursday. President Biden is scheduled to join Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear at a FEMA disaster recovery center in eastern Kentucky today. They plan to survey the damage and meet with those affected. At least 37 people have died in the flooding. Two more remain missing. Sam Gooden, one of the original members of the Chicago soul group The Impressions, has died. He was 87.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming.
Gooden sang bass for the group on hits like People Get Ready, Keep On Pushing, and It's All Right. The Impressions joined the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. Gooden died surrounded by his family in Tennessee. I'm Kent Covington. For more top news along with features and commentary, visit us online at WNG.org.